Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 12 minutes after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Leah Hollis is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Leah is a member of our Brain Trust. She's a scholar and a researcher, especially in the areas of EEOC discrimination violations, as well as workplace discrimination. She's an expert in those areas. She is the author of a new book, Bully in the Ivory Tower, How Aggressive Incivility Erode America's Higher Education. That's one angle of her book and her work. And she's a member of our Brain Trust. Leah Hollis, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Good to have you back. You know, Leah, I've been around a long time. If you've seen my picture, you've seen my gray hair. And I came up in the marketplace when you didn't get to, you know, bullying, it was hard to tell bullying from being managed. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was kind of, in the old days, it was, you know, my way or the highway, and you either took it or you left. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really think about it as bullying, although probably some of it was. And I do remember being bullied by people who didn't have the right to bully me. They thought they did, but they didn't. And today, we're a lot more sensitive to things like that. And how do we manage the line between being sort of tough love, maybe we could call it, and being bullied? You know, some people, I'm concerned that some people might be overreacting and calling where we're just giving them some tough love. We're managing them in a way that they need to be managed, or as opposed to bullying. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a difference between managing somebody because of poor performance.
Yeah.
That is, for example, sitting somebody down because they're constantly late. You can
mm-hmm.
be firm, and you can progress them, you can go through all of that management coaching, but you don't have to berate them.
Right.
It would be very similar to a parenting relationship. When you're coaching your kids, you can correct them and be firm, but
mm-hmm.
when you start calling them names or berating them or insulting them and making the subordinate or the child feel bad, that's when you bridge into bullying. And
so,
bullying happens over time.
So if you're constantly late, though, that's a character flaw.
That is a problem.
How do you discuss someone's character flaw without discussing their character?
You talk to them about the needs of the business, that your hours are 9 to 5, we're going to put you on a progressive discipline. We're going to warn you. If you continue to be late, you're going to be written up. If we write you up, we can follow up with separation and termination. We do thank you for your service. However, your service does start at 9 o'clock by the terms of your contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still telling you you're late, but I'm not telling you you're stupid, that there's something wrong with you inherently. I can't believe I hired you. You can same
mm-hmm.
thing without being nasty
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, keep it professional.
Keep it professional.
Yeah.
And you can still be firm, absolutely. It's not berating.
So what are you seeing out there across the workplace in terms of bullying? What are some of the let me back up and say this. Either bullying is getting worse, or we're just now identifying it for what it is. Which one is it?
I think bullying has gotten worse since the economy's gotten bad. A bully is in need of power, wants to control the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last few years, it's been tougher to control your environment with budget cuts, being forced to lay off people, having your own job threatened because of these budget cuts. And so I think bad behavior has gotten some traction, if you will, in this economy.
You think it's formerly reasonable people becoming unreasonable because they're frightened or they're frustrated or whatever? You think that's part of it?
I think this is just the tension
coming to a head in the form of bullying?
Yes, I do think that because of the economy, formerly unreasonable people are growing their horns, if you will. But I would also make the same argument I made about the EEO policies, is that the community
equal employment opportunity.
People have more access to information. What is bullying? What is mistreatment? What should I take? And they're researching more. So you have a population or a staff that's less likely to take it, and you have an environment or an economy that creates more stress. So between those two things, I can see how bullying is becoming a bigger issue. And the same thing's happening on K through 12. We're not putting up with it anymore. Kids aren't putting up with it anymore, and our kids are also taking matters into their own hands, unfortunately, with some of the things they do to escape from
bullying. When I was in the playground and someone bullied us, we took it for a while, and then we just popped a bully in the nose, and that was the end of it. that's how you deal with a bully. Primordially, Leah, you got a situation where somebody's bullying you. You literally or figuratively pop them in the nose, and that's usually what backs them off. They're not really a threat. They just won't make you think they're a threat.
What's interesting is the same thing applies in employment, that if you have somebody who's bullying you, the way the target can respond respectfully is to stand their ground, and to whether it's to go to the bully and say, I didn't appreciate how you spoke to me. I know I was late. It won't happen again. But I'm not going to take your yelling and your hollering. I'm not going to take your finger pointing. Go pick on somebody else. Bullies do pick on the people they think are more likely to take it.
So how far does an employee go? How far do they take things in their own hands before they go to blow the whistle, so to speak?
What's a shame is bullying is legal. The difference between bullying and Title VII harassment. Mm-hmm. Title VII harassment is when you're picking on me because I'm African American, or because I'm a woman, or because I'm Jewish,
or in my case, so incredibly handsome.
Oh, that's correct.
Right.
However, when you're being bullied, it's a man bullying a man, or a woman bullying a woman, and so therefore the target does not have legal recourse.
Unless
the organization has anti-bullying policies.
Very interesting. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this very interesting and very appropriate topic for our time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.